kind of together. Our final speaker tonight is one of our wonderful favorite people in the whole city of Chicago, and he's our very special guest tonight. He is from the Red Eye, Elliot Dorado!
I hate to do this for a podcast, but I brought pop props, which means I'm either Gallagher without a watermelon, or Carrot Top, but funny. No. No. I'm sorry to the one Carrot Top fan.
It's okay.
So, Kevin had been asking me for a while to participate in this process, in this show, for some time because I've heard a lot of your stories. I love what the things of the Nerdologues do and the storytelling. And but I always told Kevin I don't have a story to tell. I don't know if I can, you know, really contribute something because I'm always telling everybody else's stories. You know, when you're a geek journo, you're covering celebrities and writers and other folks. And well, then this incident occurred a while back, and I had to, I guess, talk about it. And I have spoken about this in other cases. Only my closest friends know this. And when it finally came to the point where I said, okay, I'm going to tell the story. I'll do it for Kevin, but but there is one part I'm going to need him to edit out. So he's agreed to do that. All right. I will say this. I've been incredibly impressed with all of you here. We've gone from the Manhattan Project to the death of Santa Claus to death threats and Italian ghost hitmen to people who are going to be famous. And goddamn, that's great. Thank you. Good luck to you guys. But I to the Space Happens folks, please take my story kind of as a cautionary tale, okay? Because this is what happened to me when I had to interview the captains of Star Trek. And, yeah. They were there. I was asked, if you ever asked me, Elliot, are you going to Wizard World this year? I'm going to tell you no. I'm not going to tell you why. Well, Wizard World might tell you why. But it all had to do with an encounter I had with Avery Brooks, who played, of course everyone knows, Benjamin Sisko in Deep Space Nine. William Shatner. William fucking Shatner. And, well, Scott Bakula. The problem with Scott Bakula is they don't make the figure the same size as this. So, and I'm a huge Scott Bakula fan, so his role will be played by Boba Fett, who, although albeit not of the same stature, makes it up in cool, just like Scott Bakula. So, the folks at Wizard World had asked me to host the Star Trek Captains Reunion panel, and this was one of the first times they were able to get all the captains of Star Trek together. And at this one, in Chicago, they were able to get Shatner for the first time in some time, Brooks and Bakula. Bakula, who everyone knew from Enterprise, thank you. But at that point was producing that he was in the middle of doing that Liberace docudrama, Behind the Candelabra, right. So he had a porn stash that I wasn't quite sure what it was for, and I wanted to ask him about it. But things got so awkward off the get-go with the captains, I was afraid to step outside of certain boundaries, and I'll explain why. Now, whenever you do a panel, if you're lucky, you get to spend a couple minutes with the panelists before you're going to go up on stage with them. And I managed to get a couple minutes with the three captains beforehand. And for those who have ever seen the documentary, Captains, you know, by William Shatner, yeah. That's a pretty much fair representation of how these folks are. Shatner is pretty self-involved with himself. Bakula is a really effusive, kind, giving, wants to talk about show business. Brooks is just odd. Because I remember watching the movie and thinking, is this a bit? Is he really being this loopy for the documentary, or is he like this in real life? So when I meet them backstage beforehand, I want to get a feel for them and see how they're going to be. And the first person who shows up is Avery Brooks. And if you've ever seen Avery Brooks in real life, he's a very tall, kind of an intimidating looking guy. And he's sitting down the whole time and he's speaking with Scott Bakula, who's standing there with his porn stash. And it really seems very manic, like someone gave him an espresso before he went on stage. And he's talking, and he seems kind of nervous to me. And I'm trying to get in edgewise, and they're both acting like I'm not even there. And at one point I go, we're going to go on stage in a moment. I got to talk to these guys. I go in. I go, Mr. Brooks, Mr. Bakula, so glad to meet you. Just want to know, is there any way you want me to introduce you, Mr. Brooks? Is there anything you wanted me to talk about? It's always good to talk to the stars about what they want to talk about on the panel. And Avery Brooks just looks at me and goes, just tell the truth, man. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. Okay. So, all right. So, then Shatner shows up, and the moment Shatner shows up, everybody's like in deference to the man, and the things kind of change, because the moment William Shatner shows up, and I introduce myself as Elliot the moderator, he starts picking on me. Oh, you're Elliot the moderator, huh? Elliot the moderator. So, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, this is good. They're feeling frisky. We're going to have a little fun today, right? I've studied improv, so I know in improv, it's like the object of improv is set your partner up. And generally when I do panels, that's what I like to do with the celebs. It's not about me. People didn't come to see me. They came to see the celebs. And this was going to be like one of the biggest panels I'd ever done. So I was going to set up the Star Trek captains for Wizard World. I introduced the three. The first one, Scott Bakula, who told me he didn't care how long the panel, how long his introduction was. So I just said, and he was Captain Archer in Enterprise, Scott Bakula. And he comes out, and the first thing he says is, that's the shortest introduction I've ever gotten. I'm like, dude, that's what you asked for, right? After that, I say, I do a nice, long, elaborate introduction for Avery Brooks. He's a philosopher. He's a poet. He's a man of few words, a man of many words. He's the only captain to ever punch Q in the face. Right? Yeah. Avery Brooks, he comes out. He's happy with that. And then, of course, I gave him my most eloquent introduction because I said, while Doctor Who fans have their doctor, you know, you always talk about who your favorite doctor was, this man was my captain.
Woo!
Right? And I introduced him as such, and he came out, and it all went pretty well in the beginning. Now, if you watch the entire panel on YouTube, which you can find, I've only been able to sit through it once, because I wonder if the scene where everything went awry, if you can actually notice it when it occurs. Well, anyway, panel went off, the intros went well, and I decided to start giving them the introductory questions. And I'm asking Bakula, I go, you know, everyone's going to ask about Star Trek. So I say, Scott, can you tell me, what's Sam Beckett up to these days? You know, Quantum Leap. And Scott gives this great, you know, story about, oh, Sam Beckett's probably still out there doing his thing, leaping from life to life and making things better. Great. And then next goes, I went in order down the table, and I went to Shatner next. I think he was surprised by that. I think he's always accustomed to going last, because you're the big guy, so you should always go last. I wish I had done that. But I go. Well, Mr. Shatner, what are Denny and Alan up to these days? You know, Boston Legal, right? Now, I thought that was a decent question, but Shatner looks at me like, what the fuck? You know? Like he didn't even register who the characters were at that point. But then he, like, recovers, and then he starts talking the to Scott Bakula about wheat. And then he starts going on this whole riff on how Denny and Alan would have created some genetically engineered wheat to save the masses and feed the masses and so on. And great. And everyone was happy and clap, clap, clap. And I'm going, oh, good. Okay, I'm setting them up. They're knocking it down. When I get to Avery Brooks, I have in my head, I'm like, man, my question's really lame right now. I go, I was going to ask him, so what's the man called Hawk up to these days? Remember that show? The spinoff of Spencer for Hire? The one other show that Avery Brooks did? But I'm going, oh, Shatner just gave this whole great bit on wheat. He's not going to be able to, you know, Brooks is not going to be able to do anything with that. So, and this is where I went wrong the first time. My brain was saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. My instinct was I could literally see the little red flashing light saying the train is coming. The gates are coming down. Don't do it. Don't push. But in my own head, I'm back in improv class going, set them up. Give them a gift, right? Yeah. You give your partner a gift. Yeah. So I thought, I'm going to give Avery Brooks a gift. And I asked him, Mr. Brooks, you know, in that documentary, Captains, when William Shatner showed up at your house, now, this is where I went wrong again. First, I ignored my instinct, and then I went even worse because I was going to ask Avery Brooks, did you, you know, have something before he showed up? Because he seemed a little... Eh. Now I'm going, no. That's not going to go over well because Avery Brooks is a man of dignity. He's a college professor. He's a teacher. I would be insulting him in front of everyone. So I'm going, okay, I can't see that, but I'm already in mid question, and I've let the emergency break off. Might as well follow through. And I go, did you have anything to drink before he showed up? Because you seemed pretty happy at the time. So the reaction you guys are getting right now, same reaction I got right then. And I'm there going, oh boy, that was a mistake. Because there was like some scattered, you know, scattered laughs and everything. And a couple people laughed, and then Brooks is like, and at that point on, through the panel, I had the distinct feeling that Avery Brooks was angry at me. Especially when he took a pitcher of water, and after I took my friend Shannon's Captain Jean-Luc Picard action figure, thank you, or for him, right? Yeah. This particular figure has been up in space. It was part of a Kickstarter that sent it up into space on a weather balloon. So the captain here has been on many adventures. Shannon said, if you can get William Shatner to hold this figure, I will freak out. So I went, okay. Again, took a chance, give a gift. And I got up and I took the figure off the dais and I actually walked up because... Shatner asks, why is Jean-Luc here? Fine. I hand it to William Shatner. And again, William Shatner gives me the, what the fuck are you doing? You know, kind of look. As I hand him the section figure, and he goes, okay. And the audience is laughing, and Shatner starts playing. He goes, Jean-Luc is running. And Brooks hands, puts the pitcher of water right in front of Shatner. Jean-Luc is swimming! Jean-Luc is drowning! And I'm standing there at the dais, and everyone's laughing, and I'm like, I go, oh boy, Shannon's not, I go, well, just so you know, Mr. Shatner, that figure wasn't mine, it belonged to the young lady there in the audience, and everyone goes, oh. Scott Bakula even gets up, and he moves away from the other guy. And throughout all that, as we're talking, and Shatner even starts talking to my friend Shannon in the audience, no one is making a move to rescue Jean-Luc. Until stand-up guy that he is, Bacula goes, I can't stand this anymore, and he pulled Jean-Luc out of the water, gave him CPR mouth-to-mouth, and yay, there we go. And everyone, you can see the whole thing on video. People thought it was hilarious. But the thing that got me, though, is that Shatner thought it was my figure. And if you're a total nerd, you know you don't put your action figures in water, right? And yet Shatner's like, fuck this kid. He pissed off my homie. His shit's going in the water. Well, so beyond that, I mean, after that point, though, I kept getting the sense that Brooks was angry at me. And I kept getting the sense that Shatner, as long as Brooks was angry at me, Shatner wasn't going to cut me any breaks. But for the rest of the panel, things went really well. Again, watch the whole thing on YouTube. Not a big deal. Well, after the whole thing is over, I have to know. I have to know, did I really piss off Avery Brooks? So I go backstage, and I talk to him, and I go, Mr. Brooks, I'm really sorry, but if I said anything during the panel that offended you, it wasn't meant to offend you. I was just trying to have fun, you know, be funny. And he turns and he looks at me and he goes, the thing is, you don't know me. When he says that, I feel about this big, all right? You know, I'm like, okay, that's how big I feel. And that's the whole evening, and I'm talking to my friend Shannon about it. I'm like, wow, he was really pissed. And Shannon's like, oh, he's just being a big diva. It was funny. You guys were funny. You were doing all these things. The Wizard World folks were telling me, it was funny. What's wrong? Fine. The next day, as I'm driving as I'm on my way to Rosemont to do another 2 days worth of panel hosting. By the way, they told me I can't do this. This is Romulan ale. And I was told I can't drink this stuff on stage. But I need it for this next part. I get a phone call on my phone as I'm driving. And I see it's a New York number. And the number goes, I'm going, who's calling me from New York? So I pick it up. Mr. Serrano? Yes. We got a call from Mr. Avery Brooks. Said that you asked him a personal question during the Star Trek Captain's panel. Personal question? I didn't ask him a personal question. We made a joke. We were joking about the captain's documentary and all that stuff. Well, just so you know, you asked a personal question and he complained and some of the guests complained. So, we don't want you hosting any more of our panels. Thank you very much. So, I say, okay, I made a mistake. I'm paying for it. Again, I made it about me, not about the guest. So I'm saying I'm just going to go into Wizard World. I still have my press credential. I'm going to go through. I'm going to take photos. I'm going to interview fans. I'm going to do that sort of thing. And then I'm just going to go on to the next thing. Well, fate would intervene there because I was so depressed from knowing that I had pretty much embarrassed a man who I really admired and looked up to that I did something to offend them. I was so depressed over it, I couldn't even stay at the convention and take photos. So I'm saying, you know what, I got to get out of here. And as I'm walking back to my truck, my friend Molly approaches me and goes, hi, Elliot, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. I just want to go back because this is all going on. And as I'm talking to my friend Molly, this other guy walks up to me and he goes, you're the guy from the Star Trek Captain's panel, right? I went, yeah. It's kind of fun, but Brooks is kind of mad at me. You do realize that he got a DUI, right? Yep. Oh, shit. I shouldn't have him near this. So, anyway. So that made it worse. I mean, it was like, to him, I had taken a personal moment, a personal fault, a failure, and I was mocking him in front of all these people. But I had no idea. I had no idea that that happened. I mean, I thought, why do I need to Google Avery Brooks? Because I know Avery Brooks, Deep Space Nine. I even did a, afterwards, I did a Google search to see what came up. Second page, that's when you get Avery Brooks, the UI, right? So, to the folks of Space Happens who want to be famous and who will one day be on a panel, look at the lowly moderator who wants to make it about you. But if you're going to do something that you don't want us to bring up later, okay, be mindful of the search results. Okay? You know, if it's going to be Space Happens goat fucking, you know. Space. Yeah,
second Kickstarter.
Right. Understand, we don't always think of that when we're going through your Google search results. Okay, so I'm going to get to the part that I want Kevin to edit out. So after, I'm going to count one, two, three. I did. But our lips are sealed.